Now, I did warn you at the beginning of the programme that it would be a real mix'em gather'em of a programme this week. And now we have Matt Levy, and he's singing for us The Wonders of County Meath. Now, as I said so often on Sounds Irish, that Donegal is the most sung about county in Ireland, but I think either Meath or Monaghan must be the least sung about. Now, he talked about Cúndú na Meath, which is Cúndú is the Irish word for county. And when people wrote songs about, or even write songs about places and counties in Ireland, they name all the towns and villages and hamlets in that particular county. Here, Matt Levy telling us all about County Meath.
There are many places in Ireland of beauty, of fame and renown, from the lovely mountains of Mourne to the rock of Cashel Town. The Fáilte in Mayo is famous, you've heard of the Galway Shaw. But God made a pearl of perfection, for Meath is the sweetest of all.
Cúndú na Meath, home of the welcomes of Carjimmochry.
Where'er I may be, I'll answer your call, for Meath is the finest and fairest of all. It's a county of legend and beauty, the home of Red Collier the Bold, where the bard of slain Francis Ledwith the story of nature retold. Newgrange and Tara of legend, renowned both in fiction and deed, just add them all up and you'll picture a painting of sweet County Meath.
Cúndú na Meath, home of the welcomes of Carjimmochry.
Where'er I may be, I'll answer your call, for Meath is the finest and fairest of all.
Summer is coming to Ireland, a time of great joy and a cheer. All emigrant hearts should awaken and hasten to those who are dear. Come back to your home in old Ireland, please listen and answer her plea. For the lights on the hillsides of Erin are calling to sweet County Meath.
Cúndú na Meath, home of the welcomes in Carjimmochry.
Where'er I may be, I'll answer your call, for Meath is the finest and fairest of all.
Cúndú na Meath, home of the welcomes in Carjimmochry.
Where'er I may be, I'll answer your call, for Meath is the finest and fairest of all.
Now we're moving from County Meath to Dublin City itself. Earlier on we had about the Dublin Sauntry and Old Stephen's Green. Now we're going to a fishing area of Dublin, which was a little fishing village many years ago. It's called Ringsend, and this is a song about Ringsend Rose, who was a young lady who hailed from the aforementioned Ringsend. Now, maybe I'm a bit biased because my wife was from Ringsend in Dublin. But here's Hugo Duncan with a little bit of Irish country version of this, because there is a very good version of it by Brendan Grace, which I must lay my hands on. But this is, he treats it as a little sort of country in Irish, and he's telling us all about this wonderful girl, Ringsend Rose.
in Dublin time. There lives a girl fairer than the flower I'm wearing, Rose Donahue, all fresh and new. And I love her past all caring, and there she goes, my rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin time has seen none fairer, sweet 17, my seamstress queen. She's no bigger than I've been, soft satin skin, street Arab spring. Sure she makes the world look simple, and there she goes, my rings and rose. In God's yard and there, none rarer, and there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin time has seen none fairer. Three yards of lace to walk with grace, and the golden ring she's asking. The saving slow, but still I know that our love is everlasting. And there she goes, my rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin time has seen none fairer, and there she goes, my rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin time has seen none fairer.
Now, once again, we come to one of these stage Irish songs, and there's nothing wrong with them, as long as you take them for what they are. This is from Finian's Rainbow, the film, do you remember? And this is Maureen Hegarty's wonderful interpretation. She has a lovely voice. How are things in Glocamora?
Three.
I love that song. Yes, it's dated. Yes, it's corny. Yes, it's stage Irish. But I still love it. Maureen Hegarty's treatment of How Are Things in Glocomora. And now we come to the most popular duo, well, certainly in my mind, to come out of Ireland for many, many years. I'm speaking of Foster and Allen. I have lots of their material and they always produce good tracks. This one, for instance, was written by Percy French. And I'm sure many, many listeners, no matter what part of the world you're in, will recognise this song.
Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. The don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Moron sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing, a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you'll believe me, when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tucks to their dresses at all. I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, for the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here now, at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped all the traffic with one wave of his hand. As we were talking of days that are gone, the whole population of London looked on. But for all those great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexion, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked, with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, for the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea.
That was Foster and Allen. As I told you before, that was a Percy French song. And we've spoken about Percy French on the programme many, many times. A prolific songwriter. And I'm now going to follow that with another Percy French song, because this song is a big favourite of mine. Certainly would number among my top 10 Irish songs. And this may come as a surprise to some of my friends, but this has very happy memories for me as a 10 or 11 year old, being taught this song by my sister Sue. And, well, this also featured, and I've mentioned it before on the programme, this also featured in the movie The Blue Lagoon, where Noel Purcell, who we mentioned earlier on in the programme, sang the song, playing the character of an Irishman in the movie. But listen to Patsy McCormick and his version of Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finay and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley. I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in the huff and start with a song. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. The baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers come over the sea. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
I don't think we've had a Johnny McAvoy track in this week's programme, so we have to put that to rights now. And I'm going to play for you a track that I really like Johnny McAvoy singing. I have quite an amount of his material, but I think he does a wonderful job of this song that we've played quite often on Sounds Irish over the years, and I'll dedicate this to any Clare listener that's listening to me this week. Here's Johnny McAvoy and his lovely interpretation of My Lovely Rose of Clare.
Oh, my lovely rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. and I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. The sun, it shone out like a jewel on the lovely hills of Clare. When I strolled along with my sweet love one evening at the fair, her eyes, they shone like silver streams with her long, long golden hair. I won the heart of a young sweet lass, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. We walked down by the river bank where the lovely Shannon glides, and listened to the nightingale singing songs for you and I. And now to say goodbye, farewell to all you people there, for I have stolen the heart of one, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare.
Johnny McAvoy and My Lovely Rose of Clare. Now, here's an artist we haven't had too much of on Sounds Irish, simply because I haven't got an awful lot of his material. I think we've heard him sing on Pocair Willa a couple of times and The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. I'm speaking of Sean O'Shea. Now, this song, in my opinion, is not an Irish song. It might possibly be a Scottish song, but somebody will email me and tell me one way or the other. But this is Sean O'Shea and his lovely interpretation of Will You Go, Lassie Go.
The summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme throws around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around I will build my love a tower near yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will place all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together
the lovely voice of Anne Breen singing for us the song written by Johnny Cash describing all the beauties of Ireland.
I close my eyes and pictured the emerald of the sea from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Donaghy. I miss the River Shannon and the boats at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows and their 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss a girl from Tipperary. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to drain the bogs and spade the turf, to see again the thatchings of the straw the women glean. I'd walk from Cork to Lorne to see the 40 shades of green. Soft as eiderdown. sea, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of gray. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of gray.
Well, friends, that's Sounds of Irish for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, this is Joe Bollett saying, God bless you, travel safely, slán, bye.